It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah looks something up on Wikipedia. Comes up with something that's true. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning? We're so out of rhythm with this. We used to have a sponsor. Now it's just this gaping hole at the beginning. I don't know what to say. I can't remember what I used to say. What are we learning about today, Sarah, on your Wiki Corner? Will you just tell us, please?
Well, did you hear that there is a Baywatch reboot coming?
I saw something about this.
Yes, they've announced just like yesterday, I think, that there is a Baywatch reboot coming to Fox. And there's not a whole lot of details about, you know, casting or when it's going to be on or anything like that. But why not more Baywatch?
Why not more Baywatch?
Why not reboot it?
The whole world loves Baywatch, you know.
Well, yes. Yes, they do. Or they did at one time.
You're getting ready to jump in here. Let's go.
So the idea of Baywatch came about when Gregory Bonin, who was the creator of the show, was on duty as a real-life lifeguard. Oh. And he saved two children of an MTM studio employee named Stu Irwin.
Okay.
He originally called the show Aquatic Corps for Emergency Services, or ACES, but later changed it to Baywatch. Good choice. Which is the name of the rescue boats that patrolled Santa Monica Bay.
What was the original title one more time?
Aquatic Corps for Emergency Service.
Oh, my gosh.
Or ACES.
All right.
Now, this is a show. This is the second week in a row I'm talking about a show that stars your favorite person in the whole world, David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff, sure.
So Baywatch debuted on NBC in 1989, but was canceled after only one season when it placed 73rd out of 103 shows.
Not great.
And also because the production studio went out of business. So that also contributed, yeah.
Not great.
Feeling the series still had potential, David Hasselhoff, one of the principal actors, along with the creators and executive producers, revived it for first-run syndication in 1991. Hasselhoff invested his very own money and served as executive producer. His contract stipulated royalties to be paid to him from the rerun profits, which gave him the financial liberty to buy back the rights to Baywatch from NBC.
Wow.
And the success combined the success with his royalties and other ventures have placed David Hasselhoff's fortune at more than $100 million.
Every last of David Hasselhoff, always big with Germany.
Laughing all the way to the bank is what he's doing.
He's doing all right.
Yeah, for
sure. He makes like $4 million a year in just royalties from Baywatch syndication.
Because it's still on.
Today.
Yeah. Right. So in its second incarnation, Baywatch was much more successful. It ran for a total of 11 years, and from the 90s until its series finale in 2001, it was watched by almost 1 billion viewers across 140 countries.
That's incredible.
It became the most watched television series in the world. You're still talking Baywatch. This is Baywatch we're
talking
about. That's crazy.
Do you think most people have watched Baywatch?
Yes. Okay. At some point, everyone's seen at least one episode of Baywatch, right?
I
did. I was a kid.
Well, I was a kid, too, and I watched it.
Yeah. Despite consistently negative critical reviews, earning it a reputation as a pop culture phenomenon and a frequent source of parody.
But yes.
Again, David Hasselhoff laughing all the way to the bank.
All the way.
Yep.
Yep.
Baywatch is noted for its large ensemble cast with various members rotating in and out of the show, similar to many long-running soap operas.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the 11-season run, not a single member of the original cast was still on the show. David Hasselhoff appeared in the most episodes, totaling 206, followed by Jeremy Jackson, who played his son.
Hobie.
Yes, Hobie.
His son, yep.
Michael Newman, who was a real lifeguard, and Pam Anderson.
Who?
Pam Anderson.
I'm not familiar with her work.
Yeah. So from the beginning, Baywatch's visual trademark was the slow-mo running on the beach.
On the beach.
Right? The show's executive producer recalled that the idea came from a producing partner of his who had just been shooting the 1988 Summer Olympic Games and had captured footage of sprinters at slower frame rates during the 100-meter dash.
Hmm.
And David Hasselhoff later said that the shots were used to pad shows that were running short without having to spend more money for footage. So just a way to stretch it out a little bit longer.
I appreciate the honesty. You know, some episodes of Baywatch, I remember, they would have like old music montages, like 3 or 4 minutes long in a show. And I bet it was for the exact same reason. Just a pad.
Right. Yeah.
That's funny.
So Will Rogers State Beach served as the predominant location for Baywatch, although some scenes were also filmed in Long Beach and Malibu.
Oh.
In 1999, with production costs rising in Los Angeles and the syndication market shrinking, the producers sought to move the production elsewhere. They filmed a pilot and announced plans to title the show Baywatch Down Under. However, strong local opposition from residents of Avalon Beach, New South Wales, eventually led the local government there to permanently ban future production.
Really?
Yes. That's weird. An alternative to Australia, Hawaii offered the producers large financial incentives to move the show to the islands instead, and in season 10, Baywatch Hawaii was launched. It spawned a spin-off series, Baywatch Nights, which aired for two seasons from 1995 to 1997, and a 2017 feature film starring The Rock and Zac Efron.
Oh.
Did you see that?
You know, did I see that? I don't think I saw that, no. I remember I was on the verge of mm-hmm. seeing it, and mm-hmm. I passed.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No, of course not.
It doesn't
not.
Seem like something
not.
You would see.
And according to the show's makeup artist,
yeah,
Baywatch went through 40 bottles of sunscreen a month in order to keep the cast free from sunburn.
Skin safety is important,
that's
Sarah. I don't
right.
need to tell you. Am I right?
You're right.
You picked out a record to go along with Baywatch, did you?
Yeah, so we are going to play the theme song, which is called I'm Always Here by Jimmy Jameson.
You got it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.